The next day, Kay had her first sight of the bridge.
I only saw one train go over the bridge because the year that I came is, I understand, the last year that, in March of that year, the last time, according to the railway authorities, that they have waybills for goods on that line. That was the last train that they have record of. I came in 43 in February, and the last train was in March. Now, I understand that the trains ran over the bridge every week. The goods train arrived on a Saturday to Robin Vale and went out to Benanee on Sunday, out and back. Sometimes they would take trucks out and leave them there to be loaded with, say, sheep or mallee roots. It seemed to be the chief things that came in. And in season, of course, when there was a season of grain, they had grain trucks, of course.
Now, the train stopped running in 43 across that bridge. So what happened to the bridge and what was the importance of the bridge to the community after that time?
Well, it continued to be very important to all of us because Euston and Robin Vale were always almost as one community because the store we had at that time, the general store, there was one in Robin Vale, but the bigger one in Euston. Fisher stores established themselves there. There were two pubs over at Euston and one in Robin Vale. So if one wanted a little variety, one went over to Euston. We would go over there to dances. Once a week we contrived somehow to have a dance. And often the girls had to dance together because there weren't too many fellas left in the district. There were so many away. Every family seemed to have someone away at the war. Yes, that's how it was.
The immediate post-war years ushered in a period of shortages, and good quality housing and building materials were difficult to obtain. Bill and Val McGinty built their first house, which started off with just a kitchen, a bedroom, and the beginnings of a bathroom.
Between the rails, or the studs where they put the flooring on, the bath sat in between that with a bucket under it. You would carry in the water. From the copper. And fill your bath, and then carry it out after you've had your bath, sitting in an unlined room between these rails. The bath fitted nicely in there. It was a great spot for it. But we were quite happy. We had a stove that you could open up in the winter, and you'd sit around that with a rug around you, and it was quite warm. We didn't have any underfloor heating like we've got today or anything like that, but we did well.
We have had 51 years of a happy life.